officially here at 2:43 this afternoon, right? Longest day of the year today. Winter is coming. Tomorrow's going to be shorter than today. And it just keeps getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So when you're working on your home and it's 115 outside, just know it's coming. It's coming, baby. We were talking about our newsletter that comes to your email box. You can subscribe to that newsletter on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. The article this week is Keep Your Cool, Shade, Sunscreens, Super Cooling, and More. And you see the title, and if you want to get into more information, you click Read Full Article. Then when you finish reading the article, there are no less than 10 related articles on the same topic. Just this newsletter you got this week could literally save you hundreds of dollars between now and September or October. If you would just take a few minutes and read the newsletter, check up on the links, do a little time studying, you would be saving hundreds of dollars. Thank you.
RosieOnTheHouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. And then there was a final section of that just talking about rebates. A lot of the things that you can invest do come with rebates. But, you know, crunch the numbers. The rebate's a hard number. How much you spend on your energy is a hard number. And if you're calculating that, the estimated savings against your actual cost of cooling, you know, that's... And the cooling cost takes your November bill compared to your June bill. Because even if you've used $200 in kilowatt hours of electricity, well, air conditioning isn't the only thing you ran.
That's right. You have your base load that is the same. If you check your March bill, check your October bill. Those are probably your two lowest bills. If you're below the rim and on the desert floor, that's your base load. Those are the lowest it's going to get.
And that's one reason we don't like to equalize payments is because you don't realize and see the savings or realize
you can't test it.
How much
you can't see the metrics.
Right. Or how much it's gone, you know, you're going up or out of efficiency. We talked about windows in the last segment, and that prompted a couple text questions. One, can I window tint a low E window? And low E is a glazing technique that's on the actual glass itself, and most windows are low E coated for residential application.
If you bought a window in the last 10 years, they were probably low E. The great majority of them have been. Tinting a low E window generally will void the warranty from the manufacturer. And at Rachel's house, we took two bedrooms exactly exposed to the west, and we tinted one bedroom window and we sunscreened one window. And from the inside, the result was exactly the same, with the exception on the glass. With the exception, if you tint your window, you still have the window frame conducting so much heat inside. That's the great thing about a sunscreen. Make it a little bit bigger than the window, space it away from the window, and now the whole frame and glass and everything are shaded. So window tinting does work. It generally voids warranties. And for the money, I like sunscreens better.
There are some cases where an HOA or for view integrity, the tint may be your better option. And if you go with a good manufacturer like a V-Cool, a lot of times they will then honor the window warranty.
That's right.
To get that product installed. And if your windows are on a warranty, then that warranty is a non-issue anyway.
That's right.
Then one other question. Here we go. My dual pane windows are on the north side and don't receive direct sunlight. Would sunscreens be beneficial?
For what they cost, yes, do it. I mean, you're going to get a sunscreen installed on a window, regardless of which direction it is. You know, for $100. Just do it.
Text are 411-923, and you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. You can also, if you need a picture or to send a picture with to describe the project you're working on, or the what we call the pot, plain old telephone line in the radio industry. Plain old telephone line. 888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. When you get the auto attendant, just hit 1. You'll bypass the auto attendant answering it right into the studio. Jennifer will take your question and get you on air. We're going into our 10 o'clock hour now. It's our open home hour. We talk about anything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348.
One of the big trends in remodeling bathrooms is shower rainheads. Jennifer's going to tell you why not to do it.